beyond the marches of Doriath, my heart urges me, said Turin. For onset against our foe I long, rather than defence. Then you must go alone, said Thingol. The part of my people in the war with Angband I rule according to my wisdom, Turin, son of Húrin. No force of the arms of Doriath will I send out at this time, nor at any time that I can yet foresee. Yet you are free to go as you will, son of Morwen, said Melian. The girdle of Melian does not hinder the going of those that passed in with our leave. Unless wise counsel will restrain you, said Thingol. What is your counsel, lord? Said Turin. A man you seem in stature, and indeed more than many already, Thingol answered. But nonetheless you have not come to the fullness of your manhood that shall be. Until that is achieved you should be patient, testing and training your strength. Then maybe you can remember your kin. But there is little hope that one man alone can do more against the Dark Lord than to aid the Elf Lords in their defence, as long as that may last. Then Turin said, Beren, my kinsman, did more. Beren and Luthien, said Melian, but you are overbold to speak so to the father of Luthien. Not so high is your destiny, I think, Turin, son of Morwen, though greatness is in you, and your fate is twined with that of the elven folk, for good or for ill. Beware of yourself, lest it be ill. Then after a silence she spoke to him again, saying, Go now, foster son, and take the advice of the king, that will ever be wiser than your own counsel. Yet I do not think that you will long abide with us in Doriath beyond the coming of manhood. If in days to come you remember the words of Melian, it will be for your good. Fear both the heat and the cold of your heart, and strive for patience, if you can. Then Turin bowed before them and took his leave. And soon after he put on the dragon helm and took arms, and went away to the north marches, and was joined to the elven warriors who there waged unceasing war upon the orcs and all servants and creatures of Morgoth. Thus, while yet scarcely out of his boyhood, his strength and courage were proved, and remembering the wrongs of his kin, he was ever forward in deeds of daring, and he received many wounds by spear or arrow or the crooked blades of the orcs. But his doom delivered him from death, and word ran through the woods, and was heard far beyond Doriath, that the dragon helm of Dorlomin was seen again. And many wondered, saying, Can the spirit of any man return from death? Or has Húrin of Hithlum escaped, indeed, from the pits of hell? One only was mightier in arms among the march wardens of Thingol at that time than Turin, and that was Beleg Strongbow. And Beleg and Turin were companions in every peril, and walked far and wide in the wild woods together.